For years, I worked all hours and really tried to improve what I was doing. I was an editor for a publishing company and really wanted to show how willing I was to learn the skills needed and do the work. I came in at weekends and stayed late. I made a point of taking any extra tasks they needed someone to volunteer for. I was a real team player. Then my partner got seriously ill and wasn't able to work for several months. When he did return to work, he was only able to do so part-time. He was also left unable to do basic tasks, so in addition to having reduced income, I was doing all the housework and shopping for us both. I was exhausted. I asked my manager about a pay raise after 2.5 years of working well above what I was asked to do. He said he'd ask about it, but the answer came back that it wouldn't be possible at this time. Nothing was said about what time it would be possible. I started leaving on time because I had to, just to get all my chores for home done. After a while, though, when things improved and he could help out more, I just kept working my regular hours because doing more just didn't seem worth it. I've been looking at job advertisements at lunchtime lately.
I quiet quit about 6 months ago. I realized that I was spending all my working time building someone else's dream of creating a computer company. I write software, but that's all they will ever want me to do. I'd always wanted to learn Vietnamese and realized that I'd never allowed myself the time, so I started off studying that in my spare time. First, I used an app, but after a while I signed up for classes. I've always wanted to go there and travel around. I'm now looking into the idea of teaching English and moving to Vietnam in the future. Quiet quitting has given my brain time off so that I can think about other things other than work in my spare time. I don't really know if anything useful will come of what I'm doing, but I feel so much better being focused on something that excites me, rather than just the list of things I have to do at work and the bills I need to pay. Funnily enough, I'm probably a better person to work with now, as I'm much more relaxed and happier.
I'm a teacher, and although I understand the idea of quiet quitting, I can't do it. It's impossible for me to just do the hours I need to do and leave. I would be unprepared for my classes and my job. I also have a responsibility to my students. There's a problem with this profession that doing the minimum can only be done if you are working late and weekends all the time. What's worse is that people who don't teach think we just go home at 3:30 and have long summer holidays. Our pay is low, but I still find myself buying things for classes from my own money, like pens, papers and paints. Of course, there is old-fashioned quitting still available, which is why so many teachers leave the profession. Trouble is, the only thing I've ever wanted to do is to teach. The only thing I can think of doing is staying in the job and getting promoted. Then I can change the situation when I have more power to do so.